This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations out there all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live on their website, as well as selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets across America. And also on some leading independent stations that are put in just for good measure. And don't forget, we also stream live on the Internet, all of GCN Live, and our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and many of these other radio stations. And we're also up on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America moving along. That starts with our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Of course, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail all across the country, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, the jet fuel, and other petroleum products to wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check out all the things we have to offer over there. Our podcast is over there as well, and many of these stations also have links to be able to pick up our podcast and whatnot. Now, we're going to go out west where it's not all that busy tonight, and Kyle Warren is with us, and he's going to bring it on. So, Mr. Kyle Warren, good morning to you.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody listening out there.
And this is the kind of morning when you can be the professor of politics and do a lot of politicking, and thank you very much. There they go. Thank you very much. We'll let them back in. Now, it was 86 degrees when we started the show an hour ago. Right now it's 85, so it's not cooling off that much.
No, not that much. Still holding at 68 degrees here in Southern California.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, hang in there. We got a special announcement to make, and we'll let the special announcer guy make it. So here we go.
Hi, folks. Kyle Warren here from the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And we're here to say welcome aboard to our new affiliate, KDON 101.5 FM in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tune in weekdays starting at midnight to 3 a.m. Pacific time for tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. Welcome aboard, KDON 101.5. 1.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas.
And that's KDWN in Las Vegas and Henderson,
And they are putting out a great signal there, and we can also be heard over across the border in California and over in the northwestern corner of Arizona and up I-15 all the way to Mesquite. And anybody that's been along I-15 knows if you're coming south out of Utah, and everybody tries to get down to Mesquite right away so they can go in there, take advantage of the great food they got there at the casinos, and throw a few magic quarters in there. Maybe you'll win some money, right, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, and so glad to be part of Las Vegas landscape now. This is amazing.
Yeah, well, we've been there before, but we haven't been in town, so to speak. But now we're in town, so can't wait, can't wait. All right, well, you know, the big story out there is obviously every time you turn around, it's either Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that, Joe Biden this, Joe Biden that. But in the meantime, we continue to overlook China. And the United States needs to get their ducks in a row, and we need some kind of new civil preparedness movement for China, because this is gonna come back to bite us, I'm afraid.
Well, you know, we talk often about China wanting to, quote, reunify with Taiwan, which is equivalent to invading Taiwan with force. And so, Captain, once they do that, and with such time, they will also likely do things to the United States as well. Some of those things could be cyber attacks. There could be other actual things that would happen physically inside the United States. And so, yes, there are calls now for more of a civil preparedness. That really does start with just being much more involved in your community, knowing your neighbors, being ready for some kind of event or other kind of emergency, such that you'd work together. And of course, back in the 40s, remember you had the Civil Air Patrol and things like that. People understood that there was an existential threat. Yeah, and but back in those days, this was a big deal because you didn't know were there going to be bombers coming our way at some point. And everybody was involved. Everybody had some kind of, they were in the game. And so to some degree, we need to get back to that kind of mentality.
And just think of this, folks, 90 miles south of Florida, the United States of America, sits a large Chinese base that used to be a Russian base that's being converted for God knows what, and we're doing nothing about it. Nothing, nada. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And welcome aboard, Las Vegas. Happy to have you here. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back, Friday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man, and he'll be with me tomorrow. That's Jeff from Sarasota. He'll be with me at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena, from 9 to 2. So stop by, say howdy, howdy to us. We'd be happy to see and give you some free stuff. We'll also have some Relief Factor there, and we'll have some a few vitamins, and we'll have Frank Silvato's book, Nullification, there for sale. So you might want to check that out. Now, Relief Factor is the sponsor for this segment, and the reason they're around with me talking about them is because the product works. I've been taking it for 13 years. And it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. Now, if you have pain or swelling or just discomfort of any type, this product will go straight to the source and eliminate or lower the pain that you're in associated with the problem you've got going on. Now, that's because it's all natural. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which is 100% drug-free. And it works as magic by going straight to the source of the problem you got. And it's like a vitamin pill, because it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So to get it in your system and start out seeing what it'll do for you, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. You start out for $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. And then after that, if you want to get a regular delivery service, you can either get it monthly or you can get it bi-monthly, and you can get it every 3 months, whatever you want to do. And I will tell you this much, the more you order, the larger the order, the less the per capsule cost is. so you can save some money by ordering more of it. That makes perfect sense. And Kyle Warren has got something to tell you about it to begin with. So, Mr. Kyle, what do you got to say about Relief Factor?
All you have to lose is pain.
Boy, is that ever true, folks. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. Give it a try. You'll be glad you did. And you can thank me for it later. Well, Mr. Kyle, Ukraine has declared open season on Russian supply vessels in the Black Sea, and they may be biting off more than they can chew because this is not going to make the Russians happy.
Well, no. Certainly, this would be an escalation, a major escalation, one would think, if they start attacking the shipping like that. And you're right. We don't know what exactly Vladimir Putin's going to do. I'm not talking about not doing things just to not make him mad, but obviously he wants to use anything he can as a justification to intensify his all-out total war. As we know, he's been targeting civilians, apartment complexes. These are atrocities. But yet at the same time, the Ukrainian defense forces have to be able to take the fight to Russia.
Well, you know, yesterday, we talked about Ukraine, and we talked about Joe Biden mentioning just in passing that he wants to give them more money and getting them some emergency money. And Ukraine has already received more than $43 billion from the United States since Russia invaded them about a year or so ago. Now they're talking about another $200 million. In military aid to the Ukraine, not giving it to them all at once, but starting out with $13 billion here, $25 billion there, so on and so forth. And I'm not sure the American people are going to put up with this.
Well, this is also going to be, I think, a big election question. Whereas most people stand with the people of Ukraine, of course, they don't want Vladimir Putin to be victorious, obviously. But there are good questions about how much money, where does it go, how much is enough. And Joe Biden is now going to be asking Congress for an additional $13 billion for Ukraine. So, again, where does it go? In other words, I think the American people want to understand, what is the upper limit of this? How much money does it take in order to help them win the war? And whatever that number is, but it seems like it's always a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more.
Well, the problem is the money doesn't seem to be going where they say it's going, and nobody is verifying where it's going, so we don't know.
Precisely. And these are legitimate questions. But typically, if someone asks these questions, they're kind of shouted down as not being pro-democracy or, you know, this kind of stuff. But honestly, with the kinds of issues we have in this country, giving away this much money needs to have some accountability so that the American people understand. And as I said, I think it'll be a very, very big campaign question for the Republicans and Democrats.
Well, we knew back in Vietnam, in the days of Vietnam, that about 10% of the money that they were given wound up going in people's pockets.
Right. Well, yeah, there's always some kind of you know, gatekeeping or some kind of corruption, unfortunately.
So I don't know where we're going to go, but we're going to keep our eyes on this and we're going to see what happens because this is not a given deal, you know, to my way of thinking. How about you?
No, it's not. And certainly, as I said, with the things going on in this country, $13 billion could make a huge difference for a lot of issues here.
Now, the EV, electric vehicle plateau, is coming, and that's bad news for companies like Ford and Tesla, who have got all these electric vehicles sitting around in lots and they can't sell them.
They are sitting around in lots and they can't sell them. And basically, see, where the growth has to happen now, and this is where the growing pains are going to be, do you have the early adopters who have already decided that, well, I want to endure maintenance or I want to endure bugs or glitches or things like that in early adoption. But now it's got to go out to the general public who would say, I'm going to start getting into electric cars at this point. And whether or not that starts happening very quickly is a good question.
Now, I saw a very large SUV yesterday that was up a little bit higher in the air than what the normal ones are and was almost looked like I was looking at a truck beside me at a traffic light. It was a Cadillac Escalade, brand new electric vehicle, in which you hear this. It had two great big batteries in it underneath the vehicle. No exhaust pipe. And I found out by doing a little checking, they now have a range with that Cadillac SUV of 450 miles on a charge.
And these are the kinds of things that consumers, not the early adopters, but the general consumers need to have access to or know about.
I'm not sure they want an $80,000 Escalade, but that's what they want, is that range.
Well, that range, and then also the other hurdle is to be able to charge them up very quickly. In other words, can it ever come close to, I can stop at a, say, Pilot or Flying J Travel Center and fill up my tank in the space of literally a few minutes and then be back on the road?
No.
And so that's right. So this is where it really becomes, so if I'm going to make a road trip, I've got to start building in hours and hours each time I have to stop and recharge.
7 hours is it stands right now on most of these vehicles if you want to get a full charge in them to go to your next stop. Seven hours.
So what are you going to do? Yeah, I mean, you can only stop and eat so much, or you can only kind of hang out so much while your vehicle charges.
Yeah, and that for me, what it means is when you're going to Atlanta out of here, that means it's going to take you all day to get there, 24-plus hours to get there, because you're going to have to stop to keep charging the vehicle. And you can do that. You can drive that in a truck at 65 miles an hour, an average 60 miles an hour, in just about 8 hours.
Right, so it becomes, I think it's a non-starter for most travelers mm-hmm. and for most consumers, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. So, I don't know, but, you know, between that and between bad news for buyers, the home equity is starting to take off, you know, starting to lower a little bit, the equity, and some of these home equity loans are not able to be gotten by everybody because they've started to tighten credit to a great degree.
Well, yeah, credit is tightening all across the board for various reasons. But these higher interest rates and, of course, home values, if they continue to go up, then the equity begins to expand. And people aren't going to be selling their houses at these interest rates if they don't need to go and buy another house somewhere. They want to stay put with their 3% interest rate, let's say, that they might have.
Well, if you've got something that's bought and paid for, you might better stay where you're at.
True, and it all depends. I mean, some people may be cash out times. I'll cash out and I'll move somewhere else where the cost of living is less, or I can buy something outright. But everybody's story will be different.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back from the break. More with Kyle Warren, bottom of the hour break. Your station's get a chance to give the weather, give a little bit of news, pay a few bills, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. Iran has agreed to release 4 jailed Americans and place them under house arrest with the intention of allowing them to travel to the United States in the coming weeks. following a month-long diplomatic push by the Biden administration. That's according to a statement from the family's lawyer. At least three dozen people have been killed by devastating wildfires on the island of Maui in Hawaii. Hawaii resident Jordan Sarabe, who lost his home to the flames, describes his experience escaping the destruction.
I had to drive through flames. You know, there was a van and a house already on fire. The smoke was going over the road. Literally don't know what's on the other side of me. And just hoping and praying I don't hit anyone. I don't hit a car and get stuck. The van next to me doesn't explode.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, FEMA and the Red Cross now stepping in to help people who lost their homes. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
727-896-4615 for the Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care Specialists. And by the way, doesn't matter where you're at listening to us, give them a call. And if you're not getting anywhere with where you're at in your area, maybe they can help you by giving you the name of somebody out there that does what they do. If not, and you're coming to Florida, I'd strongly suggest that you come and see them because they solved my problem that I was having with my legs and my ankles and my feet. And they literally saved my life because of what it was doing to me and what it almost did to me that put me into the hospital for 6 weeks. So there you go. Advanced Wound Care, Podiatry and Wound Care, 727-896-4615. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, the U.S. Supreme Court is scrutinizing Purdue Pharma and the bankruptcy settlement that was done because apparently the owners of the company were trying to get that slid into a side door of some sort to where they wouldn't be responsible personally for what this lawsuit is all about. Is that correct?
Well, we understand the Supreme Court is going to begin to hold oral arguments in December in this appeal to a lower court ruling that upheld the actual settlement. And so, now, of course, the Supreme Court term doesn't come back until October. That's why it won't be heard until sometime in December at this point.
Okay, but basically it was a procedure done to take the individuals away from the company so they couldn't be held responsible, their assets couldn't be taken or something like that. Is that right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, what happened was Purdue's ownership in the settlement, they received immunity after they paid some $6 billion to settle thousands of lawsuits that came in from hospitals, individuals, or states even.
Okay. Now, the Indians, otherwise known as Native Americans, correct?
That's right, the Native Americans.
Yep,
yes.
They have spoken in, and they've chimed in, and they've said something about the football team in Washington, D.C., and it's not what you think, folks. It's not what you think. The North American Indians and their group is now demanding the NFL team, the Washington Commanders, change their name back to the Redskins. How about that?
Yeah, this is really one of those very interesting stories. It's the Native American Guardians Association has requested that the name be changed back to the Redskins. They sent the letter in on Monday about this. So it's really quite interesting. This was all done because of so-called wokeism. And here come the Native American groups saying, yeah, I guess don't be so woke or we prefer this name. I think it stands on end. Some of the politically correct sort of things out there.
Go woke, you go broke.
Well, right. Yeah, that's right.
Now, I got to laugh at this. We've got a number of the big blue cities that jumped right on the bandwagon and decided they were going to become sanctuary cities across the country, right?
That's right.
So in New York City, the leader of the pack, Mayor Eric Adams, has warned that the border crisis could decimate his sanctuary city, because they need $12 billion just to take care of the people that keep showing up, and they just keep coming and coming, and they can't stop them, and they need the federal government to step in. What the hell? They're the ones that wanted all these people to begin with.
Well, let's once and for all just realize that the, you know, hanging the moniker of sanctuary city on your city is really a large virtue signaling sort of effort. I don't think any of these politicians really wanted people who came over the border illegally to come over and set up shop in their city. This was only lip service. It was only to be able to say, look at us, we care more, look at these Republicans or these conservatives, they don't care about people. And now that suddenly there's an inundation of undocumented migrants, illegal aliens, as it were, then suddenly they're saying, wait a minute, we can't have this. So which is it? Maybe we should all work together to figure out the border problem as opposed to trying to virtue signal all the live long day.
Wow. You know, I am so shocked, Kyle. I'm just so terribly shocked, because the July CPI report shows that the inflation gauge rose some 3.2%, less than expected. I'm so shocked. How about you?
Well, and they'll trumpet that over at the White House and in the Biden campaign. It'll be, it went less than expected, but it's still ever so high,
yeah.
Right?
What
are they going to do?
But what don't they have in there that would make it even higher?
What's that?
Gasoline and food.
Well, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And as long as that stays high, the gasoline stays high, the fuel stays high, the food is going to stay high as a direct result of that in so many ways. But they'll go out and they'll say, look, it's getting better. They'll tout jobs reports. all kinds of things and try to make you think that, you know, they have a basic rule, and that is, if something's bad, it's the Trump administration's fault. Trump set all this up, and it's all bad. Something like this comes in, it's just a teensy-weensy bit better, then they'll say, well, you've got to give us credit for this. You've got to give us credit. And, you know, they'll just keep trying to play that.
Well, up until a couple of days ago, gasoline had gone up 60 cents a gallon above where it was 3 weeks prior to that. 60 cents a gallon. Now it's 50 cents because it rolled back down about 10 cents a gallon because, oh, gosh, they can't sell it. They have a glut of gasoline because people aren't driving all over the place the way they used to because they can't afford to.
That's right. They're making those choices. We've talked about at length about how people have their kitchen table budgets, and they have to start making choices and decisions. And when it costs, you know, it's when it's astronomical just to order a pizza, let alone go to the grocery store and get a couple of bags full of groceries.
Wait a minute. I went to McDonald's and got a breakfast the other day. Okay, a breakfast, and I almost fell over. Of course, I was in my car seat, so it would be kind of hard to fall over. But I got one of those bagels, and I got a combo is what I got. And I got a large iced coffee with it, which used to be a couple of bucks, and everything's gone up. What do you think it cost me for my little $5 or $6 breakfast?
What's that?
$12 and change.
Wow.
That's 100% increase, no matter how you figure it. That's 100% increase in the price of that same meal.
And look at the cost. I'm glad you mentioned McDonald's, because look at the costs that are associated now with running a McDonald's. A lot of that doesn't have to do, in many ways, with actually having people work there. Because if you walk into a McDonald's, at least here in Southern California, a lot of the people behind the counter, they're not sitting there waiting to take your order. It's all through these automated kiosks.
Not where we're at, thank God.
Yeah, but this kind of thing is starting to happen too, where the labor force is going to be reduced at places like this. There won't be, but there'll still be astronomical prices, so go figure.
No, you go figure. I don't want to. It's ridiculous, though, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Exactly. So in terms of automation, AI, all kinds of stuff coming along that's really going to affect the labor force, I think, in very dramatic ways. And not just, I mean, we're hearing about it with the entertainment strike and the SAG strike and writer strike, but I think it's going to have a big impact across the board through a lot of administrative business.
You know, we need to have the strikers strike, then they could all strike.
That's right. We all go on strike. And there may be, now they're supposed to go back to the table next week, I think, something like that. But my prediction is, I hate to say, I think they'll be in for the long haul.
It looks like they're out for the rest of the year. But anyway, that's just my thinking. All right, I hear the music. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, number 2. And welcome aboard Las Vegas and KDON, that's KDWN on the call letters, 101.5 FM.
Hi, folks. Kyle Warren here from the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And we're here to say welcome aboard to our new affiliate, KDON. 101.5 FM in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tune in weekdays starting at midnight at 3 a.m. Pacific time for tomorrow's news tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban, or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Bye.
right, Kyle, who is that group of masked men performing that song 31 years ago? Oh, wait a minute. There you go. Try it now.
Well, it can be only AC/DC.
Yep, High Voltage Rock and Roll, and that was from a concert live in Donington over in England. And I'll tell you what, these guys, 31 years ago, and they still got it today. They still got it when they get together and they go out. They're not going out as much, but they are out on tour still around the countryside. Okay, Mr. Kyle, what's going on out west?
All right, well, we got some excessive heat watches going on for our friends up near Portland, Oregon, down through Eugene, Medford, and a little bit into Northern California, all this hugging right around Interstate 5, and so you want to be aware because you could have some very high temperatures there, dangerously hot conditions. You got a 70% chance that high temperatures will end up between 97 degrees and maybe even upwards of 108, so be very, very careful in that area. Heat advisory in southeastern New Mexico going on right now. Doesn't look like we have a lot of precipitation to talk about, so that's good. But, of course, for our new friends in Las Vegas, KDWN 101.5 FM, KDON, on the Las Vegas Strip right now, it's 86 degrees. And as we head into the weekend, Saturday is going to be 101, Sunday 102, Monday 104. It keeps going up from there. Watch out. It's going to be maybe 107 by Thursday, so be careful and stay cool out there.
Well, I got 85 degrees here in Tampa right now in the city by the bay but and over by the Gulf, but, you know, that's nothing compared to what the daytime temperature. We're going to have a feels-like temperature of 111 degrees today. We got that warning earlier last night. Now, we do have something different to report right now, and I'll get right to it. We've got some dense fog, a dense fog advisory for the western part of Kentucky, right up to the Mississippi River, and then the other side of the Mississippi River into the southeastern corner of Missouri and the very southern tip of Illinois. And then Tennessee, down through Memphis, all the way down into Mississippi, the northern part of Mississippi, dense fog advisory, and it goes east out of Memphis over towards Nashville, and it looks like it's expanding, so you might have more fog to deal with, so be careful. If you're running out of Nashville and running west, you're going to be in fog all the way to the river. Now, we do have the high heat warnings today for Kansas right now. The eastern third of Kansas is going to be in the 90-plus degree weather. Missouri, the western part of Missouri, the western one-third of Missouri, all the way over to Fort Leonard Wood on the bottom part and up through Joplin and Springfield, you're going to be in temperatures in the high 90s, perhaps around 100. Oklahoma, half of Oklahoma, certainly all of I-35 and going across I-40, you're going to have 90-plus degree temperatures over into Arkansas, and that will continue down south all the way to the state line with Louisiana, where you'll start getting into 100-degree temperatures. And when you come out of Oklahoma and point it south, well, Dallas today, they're calling for a temperature of 107 degrees. And all across the Metroplex, out west to Sweetwater, out to Midland, 100-degree-plus weather, all the way east along I-20, I-30, I-35, I-10, all the way from Pecos, all the way east out to Jacksonville again. We're going to have a very warm stretch of Pensacola to about Tallahassee, it looks like, 100-degree temperatures in Florida today. Everything else will be in the 90s. And we're going to have some scattered thunderstorms involved with all this weather, too, across the southeast, because we had storms yesterday, especially in northwestern Mississippi, which left some flooding behind there. There are some flood watches and flood warnings up there in northwestern Mississippi right now as we speak. And I will tell you that also Alabama has got some flood watches in the northwestern part of their state. So there you go. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, sir.
All right, folks, don't forget, during August only, you can max out your points, earn up to 5 points per gallon when you fuel up with Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. Collect more points on the road and secure more rewards. Go to pilotflyingj.com for more information. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, thank you very much. And we're going to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience, who's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Want to start out with Mayor Eric Adams in New York City, standing up there in all his glory and splendor with his brand new $300 suit he had on, warning about the border crisis and how it's going to decimate his sanctuary city. And he's got to have $12 billion or people are going to die and it's not going to work. What the hell? I mean, first of all, if you're a sanctuary city, you know, you made your own bed, lie in it.
Well, sanctuary cities were a gesture, okay?
Yep.
They were done by progressives to say, hey, you know, all you conservatives and Republicans out there, shame on you. Any of these illegals can come to our city, okay. And I would argue that all of those that now Boston is complaining and New York for those aren't the ones, all the ones that Abbott has sent. This is the Biden administration that has done this, too. So you notice they're not complaining about Texas anymore. At least they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
The White House still is. But it's and there were 16,000 more coming across this border in one day in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
They're not complaining. They're just trying to get them back where they came from.
Well, they're not going back where they came from. Nobody is. They're going to keep coming in and in and in.
No, but if we can ever get that done the way it should have been, we never should have let them come across the border to begin with. Turn them around, bring it back.
That's obvious.
Yep.
That's rhetorical. That's obvious.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But we are, and they're continuing to bus them, Texas and Florida, too. They're continuing to bus them north.
Well, Texas is, but the bigger piece is the Biden administration is. So this isn't all on Texas, is what I'm trying to say to you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Biden started it. And it was such a great idea. Texas said, yep, we're going to do it, too. Well, you know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Here comes the music, so hold that thought. Kyle, you too. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. And again, good morning, Las Vegas, 101.5, KDON, KDWN. We appreciate everybody there. And if you want to give us a call, it's 877-969-8600. I shall return with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.